Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi, Joe. Hi, everyone. My name is Guy Hasson. I'm a science fiction author and also the CEO of New Worlds Comics, which is an indie comic book company. I wanted to share with you a story about how I found a way to empower thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of blind and visually impaired children, teens, and adults. As part of New Worlds Comics, I created a small project called Comics in Power, in which real people told their real stories about how comic books empowered them, helped them, inspired them, and so on. I knew that of all the mediums, TV, stories, film, theater, etc., comic books were consistently the most empowering, and I wanted to get personal stories. So bear with me for a few moments, and you'll see how this connects to you. So first, there's Bill's story. Bill Campbell was a black kid growing up in an all-white community in Pittsburgh during the 70s, and here's how he describes his feelings. He says, "It seemed that people spent a lot of time telling me all the things I can't do. You can't live in this neighborhood. You can't go to this school. You can't do well in school. You can't go to college. You can't be a writer. I often felt that I was imprisoned in the land of can't." His mother gave him comic books. Most of all, he liked The Falcon, The Black Panther, and Luke Cage. All were black heroes. In his own words, he says, "Comics gave me the chance to explore a world, ever so briefly, where fantastical things such as flying were possible, a world where the land of can't could never be found on the map." He concludes, "I owe comics everything. They set me on my life's path, expanded my horizons, and provided my exit visa out of the land of can't. I haven't been back since." And today Bill is an author of 3 books and a publisher. Now, let me tell you another story. Tara was a comic book fan who met a lot of casual and targeted sexism aimed at her. She says, "I went through a lot of anger and other negative emotions. And when Marvel, which is a major comic book company, came out with a female version of its classic superhero Thor," Tara says, "it felt very validating. A lot of the ideals that my favorite Marvel characters stand for suddenly became very real. It means a lot to feel represented." And today Tara is the senior editor of the Geek Initiative, an online community celebrating women in geek culture. Now meet Lily. Lily is a strong lesbian woman who discovered Kate Kane, the new Batwoman. And here's how she describes the first incident she saw Batwoman. "Strong, defiant, lesbian, that was it. As a result," she says, "it gave me the push I need, the push I needed to soldier on every time I start to waver." Okay, one last story about two sisters and a father, and then I'll put it all together. Bernie and Erica are two young women who grew up to a father, Pascas Smith. And Pascas loves comic books and passed on that love big time. Bernie says, "Comics made me feel like if I just push myself to be the best I can be and not ever give up, I will reach any goal I set my mind to. I'm overjoyed that my father introduced comics to me." And Erica, her sister, says, "Heroes are awesome. They fight daily for the betterment of mankind. That is what I love and inspires me from comics. I try to do and be my best most of the time. I even speak up for those who are too shy and afraid to speak up." And here's what Pascas, the father, had to say. He says, "If I was hurt playing football, I would think of the pain a hero went through and kept going. Then I would suck it up and keep playing." There are literally hundreds of thousands of stories like this around the world. And over the last year and a half, I've had more than 100 people share their comic book experience at the Comics in Power project. And each person had a different story, a different life, but one thing was clear. Comics empowered all of them. And through it all, I also saw a pattern. If a child was black, like Bill, he felt empowered by black heroes. Girls were more empowered by female heroes. Gays and lesbians were empowered by gay and lesbian heroes, and so on. And kids are empowered by heroes who are like them, and they carry that feeling of empowerment throughout their lives, as you've seen in the stories I just shared. And sadly, the empowering ability of comic books is not available for blind or visually impaired kids until now. I created the Comics in Power website, which is an online digital comic book store for the blind and the visually impaired. I used my experience telling stories in prose, in theater, film, and comics to find an easy way to portray the comic books audibly in a way that translates the feeling as well as the story, and with descriptions of the art that do not stop the flow of the story. But that wasn't enough. I was determined when creating Comics in Power, the comic book store of the blind and the visually impaired, I was determined to create a comic book that would specifically empower you or your kids or your teenagers, where everyone could see themselves in the hero. So enter Aurora. Excuse my accent, that's Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A. Aurora is a comic book with a blind hero. Daniel Price was blinded in battle, yet he is the only man who can save the Earth, the only man who can activate an ancient robot fighting machine called Aurora. And he can no longer fly it properly because he can't see, and he can't aim properly for the same reason. But the Aurora is the only weapon that can save the Earth, and Daniel has to find a way to use it, to be a hero and to save everyone. And when he was sighted, he wasn't good enough to win the battle, and now he's alone and he has to find a way. So this is about being a hero, and Aurora is for kids ages 9 and up, but will also be enjoyed just as well by teenagers and adults. You're not going to feel you're reading something that kids can read too. And here are two things I promise will always be true about Aurora. One, Daniel will never ever regain his sight. Blind listeners can't, and neither can he. And number two is, Daniel will never ever develop a kind of sixth sense that will allow him to magically see what's going on around him. No, Daniel is blind, and he will have to deal as a blind person, and he will have to find a way to be a hero. So, Aurora is here to give you superpowers, just like the comic book store. It is here to empower tens of thousands of blind and visually impaired children, teens, and adults, to give you strength you'll carry for the rest of your life. And, you know, just like in the stories we read, and every month there's a new issue for Aurora, which appears at the Comics in Power store, and that's the story I wanted to share with you. To give you the link, the Comics in Power website with comics for the blind and the visually impaired is at comicsinpower.com. That's written as one word, comics, C-O-M-I-C-S, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, comicsinpower.com. And bye everyone. See you there, I hope.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.